This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The war in Ukraine has now racked the country's southern coast of Russian forces and the fire cruise missiles at the city of Odessa and bombarded a steel plant in the port of Mariupol, where Ukrainian civilians and fighters had sought safety. Officials announced Saturday that the last women, children, and older adults have been evacuated from the plant, but the fighters remain trapped. Russia hopes to complete its conquest of Mariupol in time for Victory Day celebrations on Monday. However, Ukraine's military has flattened Russian positions on a Black Sea island that has become a symbol of resistance, and Western military analysts say Ukrainian counteroffensive was advancing around Kharkiv, the country's second-largest city. Rescuers in Cuba's capital continued their desperate search for victims of an explosion that killed at least 27 people at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
A natural gas leak at the Hotel Saratoga was the apparent cause of Friday's blast. The 19th-century structure in the city's old Havana neighborhood did not have any guests at the time because it was undergoing renovations ahead of a planned Tuesday reopening. Saturday evening, the chief of hospital services at Cuba's Ministry of Health raised the death toll to 27, with 81 injured. The death included four children and a pregnant woman. Representatives of the company that owns the hotel said during a news conference Saturday that 51 workers had been inside the hotel at the time, as well as two people working on renovations. Of those, 11 were killed, 13 remained missing, 6 were hospitalized. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And there is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador arrived in Cuba Saturday for meetings with his Cuban counterpart and other high-ranking officials. It is the final stop on a 5-day tour that took President López Obrador to Guatemala, Belize, Honduras, and El Salvador. There has been no information yet as to what will be discussed between López Obrador and the Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel. But as with his talks with the Central American heads of state, it is expected that immigration will be high on the agenda. The Mexican president has recently criticized the U.S. embargo against Cuba and the decision not to invite Cuba to the summit of the Americas that will take place in Los Angeles this year. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Saturday ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public, a sharp hard-line pivot that confirmed the worst fears of rights activists and was bound to further complicate Taliban dealings with an already distrustful international community. The decree says that women should leave the home only when necessary and that male relatives would be facing punishment, starting with a summons and escalating up to court hearings and jail time for women's dress code violations. It was the latest in a series of repressive edicts issued by the Taliban leadership, not all of which have been implemented. Last month, for example, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone, but after a day of opposition that has since been silently ignored, the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said it was deeply concerned with what appeared to be a formal directive that would be implemented and enforced, adding that it would seek clarifications from the Taliban about the decision. Residents of a northern New Mexico city tried to recapture a sense of normalcy as their rural neighbors hunkered down amid predictions of extreme fire conditions. The threat to Las Vegas, a city of 13,000, was reduced after containment lines were built. Some residents were allowed to return to their homes, but a combination of strong winds, high temperatures, and low humidity were forecast by the National Weather Service that could be exceptionally dangerous conditions. The largest blaze in the U.S. has left many families homeless, and thousands of residents have evacuated rural areas of the mountains there. Recapping our top story, the war in Ukraine now has racked the country's southern coast as Russian forces fire cruise missiles at the city of Odessa and bombard a steel mill in the port city of Mariupol, where Ukrainian civilians and fighters had sought safety. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.